This is the Montana Economic Minute.
An experience I had as a young economics student at the University of Michigan was my first introduction to the world of public policy debate. I was excited because a fellow student in the audience at a televised talk show was called on by the show host to ask a question, and I was anxious to see how the panelists would respond. But he was cut off. You're from Ann Arbor. We know what you're going to say. The notion that we can discount or ignore arguments and data from sources solely based on their names and affiliations is alive and well in debates today. In some parts of the federal government, that dismissal extends to anyone with expertise, especially economists. A new federal trade commissioner has called for new rules that explicitly disallows the use of economic evidence in making decisions. People who have studied trade policy their entire careers are told that their research on tariffs is wrong, and the Fed doesn't know what it's doing either. I'm Patrick Barkey.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.